This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, nitty-gritty time. Steelers, Cowboys, collision course, Sunday Night Football. Carry Underwood, Acrisure Stadium. It's time for odds and ends.
Steelers, Cowboys, rivalry game, Crowley. Goes all the way back to the 70s.
That's right.
We talked about it. I mean, I was about 7 years old whenever the Steelers played the Cowboys in the Super Bowl in 1996. Kind of made me fall in love with players. Emmitt Smith, all those guys. Good game. Except for Neil O'Donnell.
Not good for him, yeah.
Right.
Bad game for him. Bad game for the guy who called in and said he was in the eighth row and he hates the 90s because of the Cowboys.
Correct. But it's a new era. And we get started. Justin Fields, Crowley. Over under 186.5 passing yards.
I'm going over. I think he throws for about 215.
You think it's going to be a big game for him? Passing?
I think it's going to be a big game for him overall.
Okay.
And Diggs might not play. Ball hawk for the Cowboys. I think that's only going to help if he does play. He's got an ankle injury. I like that. Yeah, I'm going over.
So am I. I'm going over. I went over last week. It was around the same number. I think it was exact. Maybe it was 183 or 186. I can't remember, but it was around the exact same number. He's definitely crossing 200 again. I think he picks right up where he left off last week. Over for Justin Fields. Dak Prescott. Over, under. Now, this is pretty high. 241.5 passing yards.
I'm going to go under. I don't think Rico Dowdle or Ezekiel Elliott is going to scare you running the football. They average 75 yards a game on the ground. They average throwing it 38 times a game, which is tops in the NFL. So the game really comes down to Dak, and they're going to have to get yards somehow. That's how they get yards. You're going to throw for over 250.
So you're going over.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go under. 223, I think he gets.
220. So right on the nose, 223.
223.
223.
Yes, he's going to be under 241.5. Najee Harris over under 64.5 rushing yards. I know where you're at here.
Well, it better be freaking over. Yeah. As bad as the Cowboys are at running the ball, they might be worse at stopping the run. No Micah Parsons. No DeMarcus Lawrence. It's just not a good defense, and you take the two best players off the defense. They're giving up 105 rushing yards per game on the ground to a running back. I don't feel good about Najee Harris right now. I feel worse about the Dallas Cowboys rush defense. He's going over, Doran. It's going to be the Najee Harris game, bang.
I think he's going to go under. It's going to be around 59, 60 yards, but it's going to be under that mark. He's still going to get the halfway point of 100 yards, though, for Najee Harris. Now, Rico Dowdle, that's his name, the running back for the Dallas Cowboys. They haven't been able to run the ball. They can't run the ball. He's their starting running back. His over-under is 40.5. Could this be the game where they actually do run the ball? That's what I'm worried about. 40.5 for Dowdle.
I don't think so. Steelers' running defense didn't exactly bathe itself in glory last week. Jonathan Taylor's a different animal than Rico Dowdle and Ezekiel Elliott. Get this, man. Rico Dowdle, 34 carries so far, 134 yards, 3.9 a pop, 33.5 yards per game. So Najee Harris's numbers aren't great. Like, he's averaging like 3.5, a little bit above that, yards per carry. But the Steelers just will keep giving it to him. Dallas, when they can't run it, they won't run it. I don't think they'll be able to run it early. Steelers' defense needs to respond last week. They're at home. No, these guys ain't running for jack. They're going to run for less than 60 yards collectively. So under.
45 yards for Dowdle. Oh. I think he crosses it. Justin Fields over under 45.5 rushing yards.
Love it. Love it. Cowboys giving up near 40 yards a game on the ground to quarterbacks. We've gone over this. Deshaun Watson ran on him. Lamar Jackson ran on him. Justin Fields found his legs in the second half against Indianapolis. Over.
With you. Read option. It's going to be a big component to the Steelers' offense Sunday night. CeeDee Lamb over under 80.5 receiving yards.
I thought Joey Porter Jr. played as bad as he's played in a Steelers uniform. And when asked, Terrell Austin said, JPJ's not going to follow CeeDee Lamb around. I wonder if there's some gamesmanship there. Said they were going to have a conversation with Joey. I'm sure Joey Porter Jr. is going to, you know, state his case. I can see CeeDee Lamb lined up in the slot against Beanie Bishop a couple of times. It's a matchup they're going to hunt. He's really their only option, kind of like George Pickens is for the Steelers. I don't like it, but I think he'll probably go over.
Yeah, I'm close. I think he's slightly under, but he's still going to get his. So I'm going to go under 80.5 receiving yards for CeeDee Lamb. Jake Ferguson, their tight end, he's their other option in the passing game, 46.5 receiving yards.
I think Dak's going over his number, so I think Jake Ferguson's going to be part of that. Real quick on Lamb, 79 yards a game.
Yep.
And the over-under was 80.5?
Yep.
Oh, you dogs in Vegas. Mm-hmm. I think Jake Ferguson goes over as well.
I am with you. I think he's the other option. He's the only other option. He does go over 46.5. George Pickens over under 54.5 receiving yards.
I like the over. If Justin Fields is going over, he throws to one guy. Really. I mean, he spreads it around, but he is going to have one guy with the target share. 11 targets last week for Pickens. Going to be in that ballpark again. I'm going over.
I am with you. Over 54.5 receiving yards. Pat Freiermuth, 31.5 receiving yards.
Dallas has been okay at handling the tight ends apart from in the red zone. So I might expect a score from Freiermuth in this game. I think he goes under the number.
I think he goes over 35, 36 yards receiving for Freiermuth. Pat Freiermuth over under 3.5 receptions.
Did you know, Doran, that he is the only tight end in football to have 4 or more receptions in every game so far?
Wow.
Great stat.
Yep.
He does it again. At least 4 catches. He goes over.
I agree. 4 catches for Patty Fry.
Bad year for tight ends, by the way.
I know.
Just around the league.
It's disappointing.
Injuries.
Yeah, it makes me sad.
Yeah.
It makes me
sad. Are you going to be okay?
Yes, because this next guy, I think, is going to go over as well. Over under 1.5 receptions for Darnell Washington.
I think they can keep involving him more. And Justin Fields called it the turning point of the game for them offensively. When he's running down the sideline and jumping over dudes, he looks different. Like, no hyperbole here. He looks different than any guy on the planet when he's running full speed. It's absurd. Like, no, you want I'd rather tackle Derrick Henry. I'd rather box James Harrison than try to tackle that guy in the open field. He'll go over the 2.
Yes, he will. George Pickens over under 4.5. I think we both are in agreement that it'll be over because the target share last week was, what, 11?
11 and then only 4 to other receivers.
Yeah, so 4.5 receptions for George Pickens. I think that we can get on the same page that he will hit that. Calvin Austin over under 1.5 receptions.
Oh.
He had 1 last week.
He had the big one the week before. I'd like to see Roman Wilson get involved. I'm going to go under. I'm going to go 1 again.
Yeah, I think he has 1, but I think he does carry the ball whatever way. Maybe a jet sweep, maybe an end around, something like that. I think he does carry the ball.
Jet sweep.
Yeah, you love jet sweeps. Will Justin Fields throw a touchdown?
Yes.
Will he rush for a touchdown?
Yes.
Will he throw 2 touchdowns?
No.
Will he run for 2 touchdowns?
Yes, he will.
Again, like last week?
Yes.
Okay.
You said it, man. The read option. You got Russell Wilson as the backup quarterback now. You don't want Fields to get hurt, but you feel like he could use his legs more if you trust your backup. Yeah, I think this is the read option game for him.
Will,
and it's been a weapon for them in the red zone. Sorry.
TJ Watt have a sack?
Absolutely, he will.
Well, we have two sacks.
Yeah, you don't keep that guy down, man. And they're going to drop back and throw it a bunch. Dak's been sacked 10 times on the year. I think he's going to get off his schneid in a big way.
I think he has two sacks as well. You just kind of alluded to it. Will Russell Wilson, this is the question that I wrote up, will Russell Wilson be the backup quarterback? But let's change it a little bit because I think that we are pretty certain that he will be the backup quarterback. How many times do they pan to him on the broadcast of him pacing up and down the sideline saying that he is the backup quarterback and not just the emergency quarterback?
It could be a handful of times.
Yeah.
Anytime Justin Fields misses a throw or does something silly, takes a sack, yeah, they're going to cut on over to Russell Wilson. Sierra, you think she's going to be there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Big game. Brand game.
Brand game.
She's a brand. Brand game. All right, last one for you. Will they show Neil O'Donnell throwing an interception in the Super Bowl on the broadcast?
Yeah, and then they're going to show the fake spike from Ben, Antonio Brown, and they're going to show some 70s highlights of the Steelers beating the Cowboys in the Super Bowls. They're going to show all of it, including that, yeah.
Yeah, they will. I agree. All right, that's it.
Odds and ends.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.